So I want to
start from the Gemara on that. This Gemara is that Chav Zayin on the base. I got into this topic because I was learning Rosh Hashanah and I came up with a question on the Gemara, and then I looked at Tosos and I started looking at Rishonim and I saw that it was a big sigya, so I just went into it further. That's how this topic was chosen. So the Gemara says like this. If you look at the beginning of the Gemara, it says Tana Rabbanan. It's a braisa. Aruch the katzer or kosher. If you have the shofar is long and you make it shorter, so it's kosher. Gardo vehemido al goldo kosher. I think what that means is you scrape it. You scrape it. I think that's what it means. But the part we want is the next part of the braisa, which is tipeu zahav b'makam hanachas beh. If you cover it with gold on the place where your mouth goes, puzzle. Yeah, tipeu zahav b'makam hanachas beh is puzzle. Shalav b'makam hanachas beh is kosher. But if you cover it with gold when it's not on the place where you put your mouth in, it's kosher. Continues the braisa. Tipeu zahav mivithnim puzzle. If you coat it with gold on the inside, it's puzzle. And if you coat it on the outside, if the coal changes from the way it was originally, it's puzzle. And if not, it's kosher. It doesn't necessarily change it, it's on the outside. It depends. I guess how thick it is. It depends if it will change the coal. On the inside, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi on the top line, Rashi says, Vithin puzzle shatkiya bizahav. I guess if it's coated on the inside by zahav, then it would sound like you're blowing gold, you're not blowing a shofar. But on the outside, it depends on what the coal will be. If it remains the same, it's fine. And if it changes, then it won't be good. So the kasha that I had in the Gemara is the following. That the Gemara, the Braisa first says, Tipeu zahav b'makam hanachas peh is pasul. If you coat it on the, we'll get into what these things exactly are in a moment. But the makam hanachas peh is pasul if it's gold. Shalom b'makam hanachas peh is kosher. So then it says, Tipeu zahav mibifnim is pasul. Mibachutz, then it depends if the coal changes. So I just thought, whatever hanachas hapeh is, but shalom b'makom hanachas hapeh, the braisa says it's kosher. So l'chora, shalom b'makom hanachas hapeh will either be on the inside of the shofar or on the outside of the shofar. So the din later on is, if it's on the inside of the shofar, it's for sure pasul. So on the outside of the shofar, it depends if the kol changes or not. So how does the braisa say, shalom b'makom hanachas hapeh, it's kosher for sure? It's a stira. Is some other part of the shofar, and the braisa says it's kosher. And the braisa says if it's covered mibachutz, then it's dependent if it's nishtan hakol.
If it's kosher,
not as
it doesn't do the other thing,
not as
it doesn't
affect
the
call.
So
why is
it
totally different? Explain it
later on.
Stira, it's written extra. I understand. Okay, so you're saying good. Well, you're saying okay. One Rishon will say like you at the end. But the Rishonim are clearly bothered by this.
I don't understand the
Stira. Look at Tosos. Tosos spells it out. Tosos de Ramaskel Tzipeu Zav. This is the Kasha. It says, Tzipeu Zav Mokom Anochos Hapeh. Says Tosos, Hayanir Lefarish, the Ove HaShofer, and this is what we need the Shofer for, Hayanir Lefarish, the Ove HaShofer, the Mokom Shemini HaPiv, Karim Mokom Anochos Hapeh. That's this part, on the end of the Shofer. Yeah? So it appears to be that the Ove HaShofer, the Mokom Shemini HaPiv, Karim Mokom Anochos Hapeh, that's where it's puzzle. Will be not over here, but it'll be the rest of the shofar. But about Im Kain, Fractosos, Hainu Tzipeo Zav Mibachutz. Fractosos, if that's what Lo B'makom Hanachas HaPeh is, the rest of the shofar on the outside, Hainu Tzipeo Zav Mibachutz. It's the same thing.
So it's not Stira, it's written extra.
Well, I'm saying it's a Stira because the dinim are different. The din of Lo B'makom Hanachas HaPeh is kosher, and the din of Tzipeo Mibachutz is totally on its Nishtana HaKol or not. So how can you say it's kosher? It's not necessarily kosher. It depends if it changes the color or not. Mm-hmm. Right? He's saying it's the same thing, but the Mishnah says are differently. So, right, so that's what I'm saying. It's a stira. So that's the Tosas problem. He says it appears to be that Mokom Nochaz HaPeh is the outer part that your mouth goes on. Lo Mokom Nochaz HaPeh is the remaining of the shofar outside. But if so, that's Tzipeh Mibachot. So that's going to be the different din. That's a problem. So he has to come to Nupshah. So what does Tosas say? The in the farish the shalom b'makom hanachas hapeh haynu rosho ha'echod rosho ha'acher letzad ha'rochav. And if you'll tell me that makom hanachas hapeh is over here, the front part, and shalom b'makom hanachas hapeh is the opposite part, so you'll get out of the problem. It won't be mibachutz. The mishnah will be the rice will be very nice. Makom hanachas hapeh is pasul. Shalom b'makom hanachas hapeh is kosher. Inside is pasul. Outside depends if it's a shanakol. That will chor be very nice. But there's another problem with that. The in the farish the shalom b'makom hanachas hapeh haynu rosho ha'echod v'sad ha'rochav.
Hamino Basama Chosef Alav Kolshu Bein Bemino Bein Shelo Bemino Pasul. If you look at the Gemara, it's another Braisa. If you look at the fourth wide line of the Gemara, it's another Braisa. Tan Rabbanan. Hosef Alav Kolshu Bein Bemino Bein Shelo Bemino Pasul. If you add on to the shofar, whether it's the same min as a shofar or another min, it's pasul. So how could you tell me, says Tosos, even though it would make sense, it would make the Braisa work out, if Lo Bavon HaSafez over here, how can you say it's kosher? That's Hosef Alav Kolshu, which is pasul.
Size-wise,
yeah, but even a little bit would make it longer.
Right.
Doesn't have to be 4 inches.
It
says kolshu. It says hosef alav kolshu.
Where we put it on the outside. So
that's kolshu. That's exactly kolshu.
No, what I'm thinking, you're making it wider. You're making it bigger.
That's no, you're hosef. You're adding on. You're adding on to it. You add any little any kolshu onto the outside.
No, I'm saying where you put it
right on the outside. Here, but that's called being the outside.
Oh, that outside?
That
would be
outside.
That wouldn't be at the.
So Tosa says I would be able to clarify the brisa by saying this is Makom Menachas HaPeh, which is always possible. This is Shalom Menachas HaPeh, which is always kosher. But I can't say that because that's hosef alav kolshu, which is possible. You can't say that's Shalom Makom Menachas HaPeh, which is kosher. That's Tosa's bother by. And Tosa says, but we could get out of the problem by saying, I could get out of the problem and say, Malkam Nachas HaFez over here is pasul, Shalom Malkam Nachas HaFez over here is kosher, and that which the Braisa says later on, Hosef Alav Kolshu is pasul, is if you had the less than minimum size of a shofar, and you add it on to make it a regular size of a shofar, that won't work. But if you have a regular size shofar and you want to add on, that would be 100% fine. That would be Shalom Malkam Nachas HaFez, which is kosher.
What about the
word? Says that's dochah, because then you're teaching that braisa. The chor that braisa, hosef alav kolshu is any case, you'd be limiting the case of hosef alav kolshu to be a case where you have a, right, the minimum size, which we'll get into later also, is 4 fingers. It's like a tefach. You have to hold it, the Gemara says you have to hold it with your hand and be able to see it on both sides. So it means if you have it a drop small, you can't see it, and you add on a little more, that's what Tosafot will be saying, that you'll be limiting the other braisa, as hosef alav kolshu is puzzle, to that one case, which is dochah, that's what Tosafot says. Fine, so just to summarize Tosas, we have two possible opinions which Tosas is not totally satisfied with. One is that Mokhan al-Safeh is over here, and Lo Mokhan al-Safeh is the regular outside. That's a problem because that's Mibachutz. It's the same thing. Second suggestion is this is Mokhan al-Safeh. This is Shlo Mokhan al-Safeh. You have a problem with the Braisa later on, but you could be Madhul the Braisa later on to make it work out, but it's not great. But that's the Chor what Tosas sticks with because he doesn't give us any of the Pshat. He says Vidochluk, but he has no other way to learn. So if we turn the page to the Rush, The Rosh does not. Okay, the first half of the Rosh is just Mamish bringing down Tosos. So he just, instead of saying Vidochluk, he says, and don't tell me what Tosos says, because it doesn't make any sense. Look, I'll read it quickly. The beginning, it says, Tanar Abon Hayar of a Kosher Kosher, Tzipeo Zob, Mabakum Anochas Abed Pasel, Shalom Abon Hazab Kosher, Lachor and Nir Lafarish, the Obe Hashofar, Mokum Shemiah Alape, Kori Mokum Anochas Abed, Vishalom Mokum Anochas Abed, Hainu Mi Bachut, Somoch Anochas Abed. That was Tosa's first suggestion. The Ein Lefarish, Tosa's second suggestion, don't explain that Shalom Mokam Rasapeh is Ba'ovei Harosh Ha'achir Latzad HaRachav, the Ha'amrinan Hosef Alav Kol Shu Pasul, Bein Bemino Bein Shalom Bemino. V'lo Mishtaber L'meimer, like Tosa wants to say, the Hosef Mari She'ein Ben HaKol El Ashir Shofar. So then don't tell me that Tosa wants to say, that's not Mishtaber to say that, which Tosa is masking people. Tosa no other Eitzah. So the Rosh is going to bring down Rabbein Yonah. V'harav Rabbeinu Yonah Zal Mefarish, Hodik Amar Tzipeyu Zohav, Im Nishtana HaKol, Posel, Hainu Mechetzi HaShofer Ulamata, The Hainu Mishtei Etzbos Ulamata, Lefi, Kishe HaKol Nichnas Berochav HaShofer Ashu Mashmiya Kol, V'dako Lishtanos Machmas HaTzipui. Ava Mechetzav Ulamata L'Tzapiv, Ein Dako Lishtanos Machmas HaTzipui, V'afil Im Nishtana Ma'at, Einu Choshev Shinu, Lefi She'ein Shom Iker HaShmos Kol. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, this interesting thing, Stam, which I'm going to wonder later on if other Rishon were arguing with this, but Rabbeinu Yonah clearly says that the main noise that the shofar makes is from the second half and onward. So he says, when the Braisa says, in Nishtana HaKol, it depends if it, right, if you do a Bachutz, it depends if it's Nishtana HaKol, that's only from the latter half of the shofar. Because that's when the kol will change or not change. On the first half, the kol doesn't change, and even if it changes very little bit. So therefore, says Rabbeinu Yonah, attach the price like this. Mokom Menachas HaPeh, that's pasul, is over here. Shalom Mokom Menachas HaPeh, which is kosher, is all this. So halfway. The first half.
You say,
He says it only changes really when you get past the first half. In the first half, it doesn't really change, and if it changes, it just changes a little bit. So he says makom menachas hapeh, which is possible, is over here. Shalom makom menachas hapeh, which is kosher, right, straight away. It's kosher 100%. Is from here till here. You can put gold on it. Out here, it's kosher. From halfway till the end, that's tipeh mibachutz. That it depends. If it's nishtan akol, it's possible. Nishtan akol is going to be kosher. That's what Ben Yonah says. Now the Rush is going to argue with Ben Yonah and adjust it a little bit. The Rush says, V'kula gedola hi zu lomar. It's a big kula to say that filu nishtana kolo michetzavu lamala kosher. What Rabbeinu Yonah in essence is saying is that even if the kol changes in the first half of the shofar, it doesn't matter, it's kosher. We're not machshav that change because it's a small change. So that's a very big kula to say that you're going to put gold on the first half and it's going to change the kol and it's still going to be kosher. That's a big kula. V'kula gedola hi zu lomar that filu nishtana kolo michetzavu lamala kosher mitoch kushezu shaya kosherlo dehainu tzipeo zol mibachutz. Rabbeinu Yonah is only coming onto that kula because of the kasha and the brisa. He says because of that kasha, it's very funny to come out to such a big kula, right? He's being masculine that the reason why Rabbeinu Yonah is coming onto that is because he doesn't have to touch the brisa. The brisa is difficult because of the theory that we pointed out. So that he says it's a big kula to come onto that even though the kula is going to change, it's still going to be kasher. Because I have a better way to get out of this theory, says the Rosh. The Igul Meimer can say very simple: the pshita the ain kol mishtane b'shvil tzipui kol dehu sha'osa etzel piv. Right, the Israel, fine. So it says the Rosh, I disagree with Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah said that lo makom menachas hapeh, which is kosher, is all the way till here. Says the Rosh, makom menachas hapeh is over here, which so far everybody said. Lo makom menachas hapeh is the first kol shehu, the very, very tip. He says over there that in that part, it will never change the kol. The only thing he's changing from Rabbeinu Yonah is Rabbeinu Yonah said till here, because even though it changes it, it doesn't change it so much. So the Rosh says, if it changes it, it changes it. You can't come out to a kula like that. So the lo mamakom menachas hapeh, which is going to be kosher, is the small amount right next to the mouthpiece. That's going to be kosher. That's going to be kosher no matter what. And then the rest of the shofar, it depends if it changes the kula or not.
What's the puzzle part? For sure puzzle?
Puzzle part for sure over here.
And how much is the shofar mamakom?
Okay. Oh, he doesn't say. He just says that, Shul tzipui kol dehu shel seitz alpid. He just says tzipui kol dehu, a small... It doesn't say the amount, it's a kol dehu, it's like a...
Why is it for sure kosher?
No, that's for sure kosher.
Why is it for sure kosher?
Because he agrees with the Rabbeinu Yonah that the kol doesn't change, the kol is not really affected till later on in the shofar. But he says, since in this part there's like a suffix, so the only place you could be 100% sure that it will not affect the kol of the shofar is in the first kol shehu.
Which mouth is worth
it? Inside?
No, outside. So he says, the for sure puzzle is over here. Now we're not getting into why that's possible. That we're going to get to. We're going to wait to get to the tour. Why is that? Why? What's wrong? Everyone's saying this is us. What's the problem with that?
Doesn't it say it's not?
No, everyone agreed that this is the problem.
Tosfos
was saying this is makom menachas hapeh possible, and he wanted to say this is makom menachas hapeh, which is kosher, but he doesn't want to say that because that's hosef alav kol shehu. Unless you're matkal that the kol shehu would be, but it seems like this is a different din. We'll get to that. So the Rosh says, like the Ben Yonah, just he doesn't want to go so far till half the shofar. He says the first little strip, that'll be for sure kosher, and the rest will depend on the situation.
The first part was drilled, unless it's the natural home.
Saying why it wouldn't affect it, that's why it doesn't affect the coal, you're saying?
Yeah, it's not the actual home.
Okay, that's like the hole in the bone, not the real. Okay, could be.
If you put your hand on the shoulder, so it doesn't really change the coat. You can't change the outside, no matter what you put your hand on it. So what does it make if you put the gold on the outside? It's covered the inside where the hole can feel come out, no?
Were you saying you don't understand how the outside could affect the coal? Get a bunch of chauffeurs that blow the same and try it out.
It
vibrates. I assume it will have some kind of effect, yeah.
Could be that it seals the holes.
So that's the Rosh. Yeah, so the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, right? They had the two Pshatim and Tosos. Rabbeinu Yonah said, Makom Menachas Hapeh is over here. Lo Makom Menachas Hapeh for sure kosher is halfway. The Rosh said, I agree with you, Makom Menachas Hapeh. Lo Makom Menachas Hapeh is the first little strip over there. Okay, now the Ran, a more interesting Pshat. The Ran says like this. If you look at the Ran in the second line, he says, Makom Menachas Hapeh. Says the Rambam, Mokam Arach HaSapeh, Ove HaShofer L'tzapnimi Sheminiach L'shom Piv Kari HaNochas Peh Ve'atzad HaChitzo Min HaOvi Atzmo Shetipeu Zohab L'tzapchutz V'mokam HaKotzer V'tshei Gavni Chutz Kotoni Kari Shalom Mokam Arach HaSapeh. Says the Ran, comes up with a new pshat. The Ran says that Mokam HaNochas HaPeh and Shalom Mokam HaNochas HaPeh are all on the front part. They're all over here. He says, and this is why this is a good shofar, because I bet if the hole was a little more in the middle, but he says that you make two circles around the hole. The inner circle is called a makom harachas hapeh, which is for sure pasul, and the outer circle, right, like on this shofar would be all the way out here, that would be lo makom harachas hapeh, that would be for sure kasha, out here.
Wait, is
the
second hole?
No, there's one hole. I'm just, right around the hole. Let's say the hole would be in the middle. This is not in the middle.
Okay.
But we know, so immediately around it, that's Mokam HaNochas HaPeh, that's Pasul. But the outer part around the shofar, that's not the outer circle, on this part though, that's Mokam, the little Mokam HaNochas HaPeh, and that's Kosher.
How about the main hole?
And that's very, I don't know. And then that's, so that way he would attach the Braisa is, the first part of the Braisa, the Mokam HaNochas HaPeh, the little Mokam HaNochas HaPeh, is all within this part. And then the rest is, Tzipeh V'Bachut, so it depends if it's Nishtane Kolo, Mikmo Shehaya or not. Yeah? That is the run. Good? Fine. There's one other pshat, which is the Ramban, which I'll say now because the tour is going to bring him down. We'll see him in the tour in a second. But the Ramban says, the Chiddushi HaRamban, he brings down, so far every single sheet there was, the Makom HaNochas HaPeh is on here, whether either the Rosh and Tosa, that's the whole thing, or the Ran, that it's only the inner circle over there. But either way, it was not on the Orech of the shofar, it was on the Uvi of the shofar. Says the Ramban, that Mokam HaNochas HaPeh is not this part, it's the part near your mouth. What I thought when I read the Gemara. I mean,
Pashtas.
Yeah, over there, right here.
Including the front.
I know. That's what Ramban says. So
that's what?
Here.
Including
it says Mokam HaNochas HaPeh. For a puzzle.
But
it's funny.
Including the front part.
For, I don't know.
It means that it's just this and not this? That's all.
Of course, it's both. Of course, both. We'll see from the base that it sounds like it's both.
Is there going to
look like the rush?
That'll be next year, sure. So, Mokam HaNochas HaPeh, the Ramban says, this is going to be puzzle, for sure. That's all he says. So, the difficulty with the Ramban is how will he fit the rest of the Braisa in?
How far does it go down also? Just says like that, you're dealing.
But he doesn't say. I mean, none of them say. They don't give measurements. They all just, like the Ramban also, like Avias, in the Ran, I mean. The Ran says the inner circle and the outer circle. Where do you divide the line? How do you say?
The Ramban
has
probably told the rest of the way.
That's what I wanted to say. Right, very good. I would say the only way the Ramban Lachor could explain the rest of the Braisa is like the Rabbeinu Yonah. If the Ramban would say, Mokam HaNochas HaPeh, which is possible, would have to be over here. It would have to be because of a chatzitza. We'll see this in a moment, but it would have to be because of a chatzitza. And lo mokam HaNochas HaPeh would be immediately past where your mouth goes, where it for sure would not change the kol. You know what I mean? And then the rest would be dependent on the kol being changed. That's how you would have to learn the Ramban.
After the kosher?
Right, he doesn't say kosher. He just
when
says. Right, he says that the part that you put your mouth goes on, that's going to be for sure possible. And then you would have to say in the Ramban to take him to the rest of the Braisa, you'd have to say that Shalom Mokam HaNochas HaPeh would be immediately passed out like the Rosh, where it doesn't change the kol at all.
But I thought the mouth only goes at the edge here.
No, the Ramban says.
Some people go out more.
No, your mouth can go over it. Your mouth can go over it.
So that becomes.
Chair.
What? Why is that head place not anything else? Because your mouth went over it? Let's say your mouth doesn't go over it. Why is that any more than further on? Why did you stop like a half an inch away? Why not like 2 inches away?
Oh, I think it means the part that your mouth goes on. That'll be a chatzitza between your mouth and the shofar. That's how you said it. Okay, let's see.
According to what the Rambam says, it blows on the outside.
Don't say it blows on the outside. The Ramban? Well, see the Ramban. They quote the Ramban.
According to that, you can't put temple gold anywhere.
No, that's not saying. You'd have to say according to the Ramban, Avi. You have to say according to Ramban that the Mokam HaNochas HaPeh, which is possible, is there, and the part that would be kosher would be immediately passed, that your mouth doesn't go on, but wouldn't affect the kol.
So it's not that the old part.
No, it's not. No, it's the first part.
The
part your mouth goes on. Okay, let's see the way the tour will bring it down. If you turn to the next page where the tour.
It's like the rush, right? immediately after, not the whole first half.
Right. You the first part is not like the rush, but then after that you carry on like the rush. There should be more chairs in the closet over there.
I think more like Brady Young than the rush. The rush says here and right here. Brady Young says the halfway.
Right. So the Ramban would say
more like Brady Young than the rush.
Well, he could be like the rush. You just the part that your mouth touches,
and
then
the
next
part,
little part, right?
People told us Brady Young. I feel more confident. If the rush, holds only from here and right here, the rush ends right here. Brady Young would go past
go
the
first, right.
Rush, so I think it would go to the Ramban.
Right. So the okay. So the tour. If you turn to the tour. If you turn to the next page of the tour, if you look at the middle in the middle of the page, by the last line on the first paragraph, Tes Zayin, it's Sif Tes Zayin, says the tour. On top of the page it says tour. Tes Zayin, it says, Sipeyu Zav Ba'odyov B'makom HaKotzer Shumakom HaNachas Piv Pasol. If you cover, you'll tell me what sheet this is. Sipeu zav ba'avya b'makom ha'katzer shu makom ha'nachas piv pasul. Shavu b'makom ha'nachas piv, b'kol orech ha'shofer mitzar ha'katzer ad tzar ha'rachot, im nishtane kolo nachma satsipu y'pasul v'imlav kasha. Says the tour that Sipeu zav over here, b'makom ha'katzer, which is makom ha'nachas piv, it's pasul. Yeah, that's pasul. Shavu b'makom ha'nachas piv, which is what? B'kol orech ha'shofer, the whole thing. Then it depends if it changes the kol. So the notes that Caleb on the tour say, the Beis Yosef and others say, that this opinion the tour is being done is the rush. The only thing the tour is leaving out on the rush is the little strand that shalom, that would be considered shalom makom ha'nachas, which should always be kosher. The reason why the tour doesn't say it is because lefi the rush, there's no reason to say it. It's automatically nichlal. If this is makom ha'nachas, which is pasul, and this all depends on the changing of the kol. If it never changes over here, there's no reason to say it. As long as you say the whole thing is dependent on a change in the kol or not, so if you have a little strain over here, which will not affect its change for sure, it'll always be kosher.
So it can't be like Rabbi Yonah, so if it changes a little bit, it can't work.
Right. Now the way the tour expresses the rush is gufa the reason why Tosas didn't want to learn like the rush. So remember, Tosas said originally, Tosas, the first thing was, I would have thought, Makom HaNachas Peh over here, Shalom Makom HaNachas Peh is on the outside. But that's the same thing as Sipeo Mibachutz. That's what Tosas asked on the rush. So much so that when the Torah brings down the rush, he doesn't even bring down the case of Lobo Makom HaNachas Peh, because it's already Nichlal in Sipeo Mibachutz. It would be an extra line, because it's a fact. If you say that this is always puzzle, and the rest of the shofar, if it changes the kol, it's a problem. If it doesn't change the kol, it's not a problem. So it would be redundant to say, if you put it right on the outside, it's okay because it never changes the cold.
How does the Torah explain the Braisa?
What?
How does the Torah explain the Braisa?
No, he would explain the Braisa like the rush. But when he's bringing down the Lacha Maisa, he doesn't have to spell out every detail of the Braisa. But this is why Tosas didn't want to learn like the rush. He would type the Braisa like the rush. That Makom HaNachas Peh is over here. Always puzzle. Shalom Makom HaNachas Peh is always kasha. That's over here. The rest, it depends if it changes the color or not.
So
that's a tour. That's exactly the rush. He just doesn't have to say this because it's nichlal in the kol orech ha'shofer. It depends, and it will never change it, so it will always be that way.
This part right here is
no, it will never change it. The rush. No, that was Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah said that you go till here and it changes a little bit, doesn't affect it. The tour said no, it never changes it over here. That's what the rush said. The rush said that.
So this part right here is according to
the Mishnah. No, it's sipeo mibachutz. Okay, that's Shita Mun and Tur. Just to get an idea of a little bit more Lamaisa, if you just read on in the Tur. Because of Harambam, Lafika, therefore, Elu Shemitzayrin Tsuros Lenaosa, those who draw pictures, David, those who draw pictures on their shofar to make it beautiful, Lo Yofahim Osin, they're not doing a good thing. Teshem Neshtana Kolo Machmas Hatsiurin, Afa Pish Ein Kulum Mitsupa Bimini Hatsiurin, Lepa'am Makol Neshtana Behem. Ramban extends that rush and says that you shouldn't make any kinds of pictures on the outside of your shofar because it may affect the kol. And if it affects the kol in any way, your shofar is puzzle. I assume someone asked, well, what about shellacking? Like you do now, so you can't do that. So I assume that whoever started this whole shellacking business was ma'ayin with Talmid HaHacham, and they figured out somehow, and scientists, they figured out that it doesn't change the kol.
Well, maybe
what?
A lot of
people have
it halfway up.
Yeah?
Maybe he means picture.
Is that right?
Like, I would think he means like etching something.
What is
it?
Like putting like some type of thing on it,
like,
or
it'd be like
an
embroidered picture.
Are you saying inside,
like,
so that affects it?
Maybe.
Right, the Ramban is extending the rush. This Ramban is just stamping. Since the halacha is that the out anything that changes the call of the prophet, so be careful what you do to your shofar. That's basically all the Ramban says.
Yeah, that shofar is straight.
If you said anything about changing the color, it makes it no good.
No, but it seems it gives a reason that it will affect the cold. So a photo of gold is just a plastic, it's a plastic thing that will change it, but it's not
down
the cold.
Do anything that changes the cold?
What I would answer to that is because that was a derech, that they would put gold designs on it.
No,
but that was a derech that they did. So they were warning people, don't put gold on it, because that's how you would normally beautify a shofar. But Eirachanami, who has it, anything else? Okay, if you go on to Halacha Yudches, this is going to be very important because we're going to see the Machlokes, the Beis Yosef, and the Prisha Yudches. Continues the tour. Avalim Nosan Zahav al Ovei HaShofer B'tzad HaRachov. But if you add on Zahav to the Ovei HaShofer B'tzad HaRachov, this part, Hainu Mosef Alav Kolshu U'pasol Afilu Neshtana HaKol. That would be, like Tosfos had brought up, that would be Hosef Alav Kolshu, that's Pasol, even if it's not Neshtana HaKol. Ovei is like the Ovei, the width. With. Instead of the Rachav, it's the Ovi. Yutes, the Yesh Mefarshim, this is, he brings on the Ramban. The Yesh Mefarshim, Tzipeu Zav, the Mokom Hanochas Piv, Afilo Ba'orei HaShofer, in whom Miyad Samach LaRosho, Batsara Kotzer Possible, Fisha Tokea Machnes Ktsasa Bapiv, Usfasa Machasa Lov, Nimsa Zav, Chotates, Ben Svasa LaShofer. This is the Ramban that we said. That Tzipeu Zav Mokom HaZapeh is Afilu Ba'orech HaShofer, even in the length of the shofar. If it's immediately close to the head, it's Aser, because it's Pasul. Lefish HaDokeah puts it a little bit into his mouth, and his lip covers it, and it turns out that the Zav that's covering the shofar is a Chatzitza between his mouth and the shofar.
That's the reason.
Yes, yeah, so clearly the Ramban says the reason over there is because of Chatzitza. Now the last important line of the tour. V'lamdu Mikan, Shem Hirchek HaShofer V'Nofach Bo. Let's see, I blow the shofar like this. I have to do without putting it on my mouth. We learn from this Ramban that if I want to blow a shofar like this and I can get the sound out, Shem Hirchek HaShofer V'Nofach Bo V'Tokach Bo, Pasul. Kevan She'ein HaShofer Nogea B'Piv. V'Chein Kasaf HaRamban.
Why is that?
What?
Why does that? Long gets out.
You see that there's an Indian of having your mouth on the shofar. So just like the Zav would be a chatzitza, so the air would be a chatzitza if you have it in a distance.
That's why you can't be over here.
Right. Here. That's why he's explaining though why it can't be over here.
Also over here, that's because of chatzitza.
I didn't say that. No? We'll get to that in 1 second. So the Beis Yosef, Binyamin. The Beis Yosef wants to say like Binyamin just said. The Beis Yosef wants to say, Avi, is there a problem? Do you want us to pass or something? Okay. So the Beis Yosef, which is on the right side of the page, says the following. He's bothered by the tour. The Beis Yosef understands when he sees the sheet of the Rosh and the sheet of the Ramban, right? The sheet of the Rosh is Mokom HaNochas HaPez over here, and the sheet of the Ramban is Mokom HaNochas HaPez over here. The Ramban specifies that over here the problem is Chatzitza, and he says, therefore, if you put it away from your mouth, it will not be good. So Beis Yosef says, I would have thought that the reason why the Rosh says this is a problem, HaNochas HaPez, there are going to be problems also because of Chatzitza, like Binyamin wanted to say. The Ramban spells out the reason why this part is aser, is possible, is because it's a chatzitza between your mouth and the shofar. Says the Beis Yosef, I, the Beis Yosef, would have understood that the rush that says this is the makom HaNochas HaPeh, which is possible, is also because of the chatzitza. That's how I would have understood. That's what the Beis Yosef says. I would have said, just like this is a chatzitza between your mouth and the shofar, so too is this. But says the Beis Yosef says, I see from the tour it's not true. Because in Halacha Yutes, the way the Torah introduced it, V'yesh Meforshim, the Beis Yosef says it's mashma that it's a new shita, and dafka that shita goes v'lamdu mikan from that shita dafka. The Beis Yosef says it should have just said. Beis Yosef says he says if you skip down to the fifth skinny line, it says the mashmas is a pirish b'fnei atzmo. This yesh Meforshim is mashma, it's a new pirish. U'mipnei kach lamdu mimenu kein. Velesa, and that's not true. Says the Beis Yosef, the Lepirish Kama Nami Ikul Meimah Hafi, because according to the first Pshat of Rashi, you could also say this. The Taimu the B'Mokam Anochas Peh Afilu Lo Nishtana Kolo Pasul. The reason why the B'Mokam Anochas Peh, why it's Pasul, even if it doesn't change the Kol, Havei Yoneshu Mafsik Bein Pivul Shofar, is also because of a Chatzitza. But he says that the Torah should have said it differently. How should he have said it? V'lo hayolo lichtov lashon yesh mefarshim. He shouldn't have said yesh mefarshim. Elakach hayolo lichtov. He should have said it like this. As a continuation from before, that v'taima, he should have said it like this. The reason why we said above, makom anachas hapeh is a problem, is lafi sh'atokeh amachnes k'tzoso b'piv, u'svaso mechatzeh alav, v'nintzah hazov chotetz me'svaso l'shofar. The Beis Yosef is bothered by the Torah. The Beis Yosef says, I would have understood that both the Rosh that says this part and the Ramban that says this part, it's all the same reason. It's all that when you put it on your mouth, that the Zov is a Chatzitza. But if that was the Pshat in the Torah wouldn't have said, Yesh Meforsh Manu Pshat. He would have just said, the reason why when you have that over here, the gold is a problem, because when you put it in your mouth, your lip covers has the gold between it and the Shofar, and it's a Chatzitza. And it would be who I've been over here. It would be the same, it would be Pashat. It would follow that would be true also. The fact that the Torah expresses it as a Yesh Meforshim, as a totally new pshat, and within the Yesh Meforshim he says, V'lomdu mikan, he says it must be that there's a different pshat in the Rosh. The pshat in the Rosh that says, this is the Mokom HaNachas HaPeh, is not because of Chatzitza. Because if it was, then it wouldn't be a Yesh Meforshim, it wouldn't be one big flow leading up to that Lomdu mikan. That's the Beis Yosef says. So what's the pshat in the Rosh? So the Beis Yosef goes on and explains that the pshat in the Rosh is, the reason why a Mokom HaNachas HaPeh is going to be a problem is, Hosef Allah Kolshu, it's puzzle. That's what he says. The reason why this part is, according to the Rosh, it says this is Tzipeo Zob, and Mokam Anachas HaPeh is puzzle, is because it's Hosef Allah Kolshu. You're adding on, just like if you would add on to this side, it would be puzzle. So if you add on to this side, it's puzzle. It's not a problem of a Chatzitza. The Ramban is a problem of a Chatzitza. Therefore, one second, therefore when the Torah brings down the Lomdu Mikan, it's not going on the Ramban. The Ramban says it's a Chatzitza, so you can learn out from there that if it's not on your mouth, the air is a chatzitza between your mouth and the shofar, and it's not good. But the feed of Beis Yosef, the problem is host of a kol shu. If I blow the shofar like this, I'm not being boast of anything, and I'm not worried about chatzitza, so it's 100% fine. That's what the Beis Yosef says. That's the fat lines over here. That's what he says. He says the reason of the rush is because of host of a kol shu. That's the problem, not because of chatzitza. And therefore, because of the way the Torah expresses it, and therefore, if you, according to the Rosh, if you blow the shofar without touching it, because it does say it smells bad, and you're very talented, you can do it without touching it, so you're biyotze. According to the Ramban, you wouldn't biyotze. According to the Beis Yosef, if the Torah would hold it, according to the Rosh, you'd biyotze. Yeah, that's the Beis Yosef explaining how the Torah is understanding the Rosh.
And the Rosh says
mice. Yeah, the Beis, the Torah, the Rosh.
The Beis Yosef is because of that the Rosh holds that
mice. Right.
Even if he would not have a separation, it should still be possible.
If he has the gold, but if let's say he doesn't have any gold on it, he takes this shofar and he holds it over here and he's able to blow it. So according to the Ramban, it's a problem.
Why?
Because it's a chatzitza. Your mouth has to be on the shofar. According to the Rosh, we see no concept of your mouth being on the shofar. If I blow the shofar like this, I'll be fine. As long as there's no chosef alav, as long as there's no
Especially according to everyone except the Ramban,
how do you
like this?
Right, but he sent to the Rabbinian also.
If the gold is there, it would be a problem.
So this sort of explains why that the first part of the shofar is puzzle.
Right, the Beis Yosef explains that the Rosh that says that this is the part that's for sure puzzle, the Beis Yosef explains that that's because of Hosef Olav Kol Shehu. And the Ramban who says over here, that's because of a Chatzitza. But the Rosh doesn't hold a Chatzitza business.
So what was the Beis Yosef say about the first part? Right here. Will that be
kosher? Well, the Beis Yosef, in the Rosh holds that this depends if it changes the kol or not. So the first, like the Rosh says, if the first part doesn't change the call, it'll be fine. The rest depends. If it changes the call, it'll be a problem. If not, it'll be okay. Good?
That's the Rosh
says. Correct. Now the Prisha asks a very nice kasha. I wanted the Prisha asks a very beautiful kasha based on Halacha Yud Ches. This is a beautiful kasha. He has three kashas on the Beis Yosef. Kasha number one he asks is that, I was going to say it outside first, I'll show it to you inside. The kasha number one he says is that if the way the Beis Yosef is explaining the first sheet in the Torah, the Rush, is because of Hosef Olav Kol Shehu, right? Yeah? So says the Prisha, I don't understand. If you read through the halachas over here, when you get the halacha Yud Ches, the Torah says like this. After it explains the Rush, it says, Aval Inosan Zohava Ove HaShofer B'tzad HaRachav Hainu Mosef Olav Kol Shehu U'Pasol Afilu Nishtana HaKol. That's going to be Hosef Olav Kol Shehu, and it's going to be Pasol, even if it doesn't change the Kol. Fekta Drisha, the word Hainu bothers me. Says, if you just discussed the Rosh Hashita, that Makom HaRachav Sefer is a problem, and the reason why it's a problem is because of Hosef Olav Kol Shehu, why in Halacha Yud Ches, when you bring in the other side, Aval Nosan Zohav Olav HaShofer B'tzad HaRachav, Hainu Mosef Olav. Hainu was like, oh, that's the case of Hosef Olav from the Mishnah, like as if it's the first time we're ever seeing it. Hainu, like that's the case, like you remember from learning, you know, when you learned the Masechta, Hainu, that's the case. Says if it was true, like the Beis Yosef says, that the problem over here is Hosef Olav, and the problem over here is Hosef Olav, the Torah should have said much more simple. Aval Nosan Zohav Olav HaShofer B'tzad HaRachav, Mosef Olav Kol Shehu Pasul. What's Hainu Mosef Olav? Like that's the case that you learned in the Gemara of Hosef Olav. It's mashmah that it's the first introduction of Hosef Olav Kol Shehu. But the way the Beis Yosef learns, we just had a case of Kol Shehu 2 seconds ago over here. This is just another case of Hosef Olav Kol Shehu. What's the Hainu? This Hainu is mashmah lashon of Hainu. That's you know that's what the Mishnah the Brisa was talking about. It is Hosef Olav Kol Shehu. That's kasha number one he asks. Yeah, good. Kasha number two that he asks. Is hard to understand. He says he holds, and this is where it gets complicated. Of what exactly is the problem of Hosef Olav Kol Shehu, right? We know the Brisa says Hosef Olav Kol Shehu is a problem, but the Gemara doesn't tell us what the problem is. If you add onto the shofar, it's a problem. So the Drisha says that I hold that if you're Hosef Olav Kol Shehu, meaning if you are Sipeo Zov B'Mokom Shemaniyah Piv, right? If you put that part on your mouth, since your mouth covers it, it's not a problem of Hosef Olav. A problem of Hosef Olav is only if it's nicker, meaning only on this side. If I blow the shofar and I put this part in my mouth and there's Zohav there, since my mouth covers that part and you can't see it, it's not a problem of Hosef Olav Kol Shehu. This is the Drisha. So he doesn't like that. He has two kashas. One kasha is from the Lashon of Hainu. It doesn't make sense that the problem is Hosef Olav Kol Shehu because it sounds like we're introducing it for the first time by this side. Kasha number two is he just says in Svar, I disagree. Because Hosef Olav Kol Shehu is only that while you're blowing the shofar, it's nicker that you add it onto the shofar. But if you only add it onto this part and it gets covered by your mouth while you're blowing, that's not a problem of Hosef Olav Kol Shehu.
I think it changes in the call.
So he's clearly not. He clearly learns that Hosef Olav Kol Shehu is only with the Shana Hakol. It clearly has to do with what it looks like. It's funny, but he clearly understands that way because it had to do with changing the kol. So who cares if you could see it? You can't see it. Change the kol. Change the kol. He clearly is learning that it goes by the look. If the look changes, then it's a problem. If not, it's not a problem.
Why only the look for when he's blowing it? When he's blowing it, so his mouth is covering it. What if when he's not blowing it? I can see that if he added on the door.
But if he paints it, it's not thicker.
His lip covers it anyway.
Yitzi, there's a door downstairs.
Where would that could be, according
to you? You'll see it, there's a door with a little lock on it. Go down there. What? You just asked a question?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. But
if somebody sees a chauffeur and he sees on the end of it the gold by the mouth, then that's also a host of the world. He cares. When he's blowing it, his mouth is covering it. So
the Drisha cares. He understands the whole inner of Hosef Olav Kol Shehu is an inner and matter how it looks.
Make it to who? To him or to
everyone? No, to why you look. I'll read you the lesson he says. He says. He's asking on the Beis Yosef. On the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said the Rosh is because of Hosef Olav. He says, first of all, it's not Mashmah the Gemara that way. And second of all, it's not true in Din. I disagree. That's not Hosef Olav Kol Shehu.
Where does he know that has to be only Nicker?
I don't know where he knows that. That's what he holds.
What do you mean it has to be Nicker? Because otherwise, you're covering it anyway. So what's the
point? Well, it depends. Right. I'm saying you have to explain what is this idea of what's the problem of Hosef Olav Kol Shehu. You could say the Hosef Olav Kol Shehu is. Because it somehow changed the kol. He clearly that it affects the kol. He clearly doesn't know that it affects the kol because otherwise
he
wouldn't
lie. Maybe he holds that. And the whole reason why it has to be something that's nicker is because that's only something that's nicker would affect the kol. If it's something that you're covering anyway, you're with your lips, then it's not.
Okay. Could be. It doesn't sound like that, but could be. I wouldn't think that because The Chor, he should say that. He should say if it affects it, it doesn't affect the coal. What? No, no, the Drisha agrees that according to the Rosh, the Nachas Pid is over here, but he's going to give a new pshat. So far we had, they still say, said he would have explained that the reason why it's a problem over here is because of Chatzitza. And the Beis Yosef says that that's what I would have thought. But says the Beis Yosef, I see in the Torah that it's not because of Chatzitza, I see from the Torah that it must be because of Hosel Kol Shu. The Drisha says it's not either, the Drisha is going to give a third opinion, which is going to be also not so clear what exactly the problem is, but we'll see in a second. The third kasha he asks on the Rush, the third question he asks on the Beis Yosef is, according to the Beis Yosef, that the pshat in the Rush is that it's Hosel Kol Shu. So, Frek the Drisha, if you go back to the Braisa, you go back to our original braisa, it says, Makom halachas apeh is puzzle. Shalom halachas apeh is kosher. And the rest depends. So, back to him, why is the braisa favoring this side and not this side? According to the Beis Yosef, the same problem you have on this side, opposed to Bal Kol Shu, is the same problem, Makom halachas apeh. It's both the same problem, opposed to Bal Kol Shu. So, why does the braisa say, Makom halachas apeh is puzzle? And then it doesn't discuss this side at all.
Same
spara,
you can use the same
spara. Yeah, but then it would say,
so why do you choose that?
It wouldn't say it's
going to
run around.
It's more,
if you add on it
to
your end,
it
yes.
I know, but why are you only discussing this
side? It's more of a chiddush because of what the
Jisha
says.
The what?
That if it, since he's covering it, you might think that he's allowed to do it, and then he can't.
No, but he's saying, Lefi the Beis Yosef. Lefi the Beis Yosef that says.
Right, he's telling you not to think like the Jisha.
Okay, you can answer like that. Okay, I saw a couple of other answers to this kasha. The Chedusha Hagos on the bottom of the tour just says that a very simple answer that it's not a shmir because it was more common to put gold on this side and not on the other side. So in Achlami, the Brice is just telling you the more common thing. Fine. Others. Okay. Let's stick with that. The other. Who else? I think the Lecha Mishnah says. There's another answer to that kasha. Yeah, Lecha Mishnah says. So this gets into a whole other problem. The Lecha Mishnah says that the reason why the Braisa would just discuss this side, not this side, is because this is a bigger chiddush. Because this side is Nishtana HaKol, right? As we know, the later side is Nishtana HaKol. So Hotel of Koshu over there is more posh. There will be a problem because it changes the Kol. It's a much bigger chiddush to say that Hotel of Koshu will be a problem over here because it's not affecting the Kol.
Let's move on to the second Braisa.
What do you mean?
Second braisa is just bring the entire braisa that you can't add on according to the rush. The whole second braisa to turn around Hoshev Lakoshu is this other side. For this side. Because you're ready on this side for the first braisa.
Well, braises are a lot of overlap, and that's not true. Anyway, so the Prisha has these three kashas on the Beis Yosef, yeah? He has three kashas. One is the Lashon of Hainu doesn't make sense. Number two is he holds that if it's on the end and your mouth covers it, it's not a problem of Mosif. And number three, it makes the Braisa somewhat schwer that the Braisa focuses so much on this side when this side has the same exact problem. Why are you choosing one side over the other? So says the Drisha. I don't know if it's cut off or not. Oh, it is. Totally cut off. Okay, you totally don't have a Drisha chat. So the Drisha, I'll read you the Drisha. You tell me how you understand the Drisha. It's not Chatzitza, right? You have gold over here. It's not a problem of Chatzitza. It's not a problem of most of the Kol Shu. So what in the world is a problem over there? So says the Drisha like this. El nirali the ikir hapirishu kamosha gasati beprisha. The time of mishun to have a kol zoha velo kol shofar. The problem is that it's kol zoha velo kol shofar. Now, what does he mean? It's called Zahav, lo kol shofar. Does that mean that it sounds like the call of a Zahav, not the call of a shofar? According to most of the Rishonim that we saw so far, it doesn't change the call on this part of the shofar at all.
You're blowing the shofar, you're blowing the Zahav.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. I'll get to what you're saying in a second. Right? It sounds, the first reading of what the Drisha says is, the problem is to have a kol zav, lo kol shofar. It sounds like you're hearing the zav, you're not hearing the shofar. But the chora that is difficult to be the pshat because most of the Rishonim that we saw learned that it doesn't affect the kol at this point in the shofar. So you have to say what Zevi says, and the Prisha also says like this. He says like this. The puzzle blow mishum da hazav mechashev klapi hashofar shem chatzotros. If you have zav over here, it gives it a shem chatzotros. It's like loses a shem shofar because it has gold on the outside. So that's what he's saying. That it, not that it sounds like the zav and doesn't sound like a shofar. It sounds like a shofar. It doesn't affect the kol at all. But the fact that it goes to gold first, that's like a trumpet. It goes to gold first, it's like a trumpet.
Your lips just are on top of the gold, so the air just goes through the hole.
No, but the air, we'll see in a moment that it's impossible for the air not to go through there. Unless you have a very large hole and you put your whole mouth in it. I'm saying, if you're, right?
I'm talking about where the gold is on the tip over here.
Yeah, so it's pretty difficult to get the... Fine, so that's what the Drisha wants to learn. That answers all the Drisha's kashas, because first of all, if he... I mean, you have to... However he understands it, that's what he says. It's called Zav, local shofar, which when they say, like Zevi's saying, that it's... But it just... It's not the way it's supposed to be, that it's more of a... You're not supposed to have gold over there. You're supposed to go directly into the shofar. It's not supposed to do gold, even though it doesn't affect the kol at all. That answers all three kashas of Beis Yosef, very simply. Number one, the first kasha was the hainu, because we were talking about it before. We're talking about a hosif. We're not talking about hosif anymore. Number two is, you hold it's not hosif when your mouth covers it, so he says it's not hosif. And number three, the braisa wasn't talking about hosif at all. Second question, we just telling me, it wasn't really a question, but I disagree. Yeah, it was more of an I disagree with you. Okay. It's getting late, but if you look at the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this, we have just a couple more things and we'll be done. The Shulchan Aruch says in Halacha Tes Zayin, Tzipeyu Zah B'makam Hanachas Peh Pasul. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the Braisa exactly, and then the Shulchan Aruch now brings down two Pshatim. Yesh Mefarshim. Sheep number one. Makom Hanachas Peh Hainu Ovei HaShofar L'Tzad Pnimi Sheminiach Shompiv Ve'Atzad Achitzo Min HaOvei Atzmo Kari Shalom Makom Hanachas Peh. Who sheep is that? No.
It's the Ran.
The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, he brings out two sheets. The first one's the Ran. The Ran was, that the two within this side, and I want to focus on the Ran for a moment, that within this side, the two different circles. That's the first sheet. Malkam and Achatavah, which should be possible, is the inner circle right around the hole, and the outer part on this side, from the outer part over here, that's Lo Malkam and Achatavah. That's the first sheet that the Shulchan Aruch brings down. And the second sheet is the Rush. Okay, we won't read that. Now, the Levushe Srad on the side over here, the small letters, I'll explain it outside, but he explains very nicely the sheet of the Ran. He said that the problem with the Ran, what's the difference between the inner circle around the mouthpiece and the outer circle? So he says that if it's around the outer circle, this is the Levushe Srad on the side, on the left of the Shulchan Aruch. He explains very beautifully the Ran. He says like this, that the Ran says the outer part is going to be fine, the inner part is going to be a problem. Because he said that if it's on the outer part, when you put it to your mouth, the Baal Tokeya pushes his lips within that boundary, and the cold, the whatever comes out of his mouth, the air, goes directly into the shofar. It doesn't pass through the Zohar first, because his lips sort of blocking out the gold, because the gold is on the outer ring. I didn't say that. I'm just telling you what he says. We'll get into what exactly. I'm just not saying. I'm not saying that. All the Levushe Srad says is that if it's on the outer part, so the air. I'm not focusing on chatzitza. I'm focusing on where the air is going. The air goes directly from your mouth to the shofar. Masha'enkin, if it's on the inner ring, then no matter how close you get, you can't possibly get your lips inside the ring, so in the middle of the air goes through the Zahab and then through the shofar. That's all he says. He doesn't explain the therefore.
And the chatzitza is when your lips are not touching the shofar itself, but the air going through is not chatzitza.
Correct. I didn't think about chatzitza. That's what the Levushe Srad says.
The Drisha's problem didn't care about that.
What?
The Drisha's problem didn't care.
It sounds like the Drisha. It sounds like the Drisha. Now I want you to look at the Taz. If you look at the Taz,
is this whole piece?
Yeah, and he explains, by the way, that the Rush argues with the Ran because the Rush holds that the second opinion holds that even if it's on the outside, you're not going to be able to get your lips. It's like funny. He's like, you're not going to be able to get your lips all the way in. It's still going to. He says it's impossible. Therefore, the Rush holds the whole thing is a problem. Even the outside's a problem because you can't really get your lips in. Well, nicely, the air is still going to be going through the Zahav. That's how the Levushe Srad explains the Ran and the Rush. Now, if you look at the Taz on the bottom, Osir Ches, We're almost done. Ose Yud Ches. Right, that's how he explains, right. So now, look at how he explains the Ran. He says like this. You're missing the next side of the page also, but it says like this. Obey HaShofar L'tzarah Pnimi. That's on the thickness of the shofar, the Obey of the shofar on the Pnimi, on the inner side, that's the Ran. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Pirish. She'miniach HaZohav Al HaObey Shel Shofar. Ma She'miniach Kitzeu L'piv. The part that you put on your mouth. Afagav, listen to this. Afagav de'ein hakol mishtana machmas hazav David. Even though the zav is not mishtana because of the zav, mikomakom pasul. Why? Kevan shakol yotze tchila min oso hekev hazav v'achakal me'ashofer atzmo. Because first the air goes to the zav and then it goes to the shofar. V'ze'ein bechlal hosef alav. Says the Taz. It's not a problem of changing the kol, because the kol doesn't change. It's not a problem of hosef alav either. The sham, because in the case of hosef alav, the sham holech hakol min hashofar tchila b'achakal min hatosef hazav. Because it says hosef alav is only on this side. When it goes, for whatever reason, when it goes through the shofar and then through the zav, that's a problem of hosef alav. But if you add on this part, it's not a problem of hosef alav. So he's trying to explain the Ran, he's saying it's possible because the air goes through the zav first and then through the shofar. It's not a problem of hosef alav. It's not about most of a love. It's not about Nishtan HaKol. And if you would have the other side of the page, he says it's also not a problem of Chatzitza. So Chor is saying it's not a problem of anything. Chor, the only way to understand the Taz's explanation of the Rosh, or the Taz's explanation of the Ran, is to say like the Drisha. That the problem is the same idea that would be like that if the Kol goes through the Zohar first, and that problem is that's not a shofar. That's like Chatzotros. The problem is that you have to have, it's not a problem of Chatzitza. No one ever said your mouth has to be on the shofar. There's no Makor for that. There's no problem of host of a love on this side, host of only on that side, and it doesn't change the kol. The only problem is that the kol goes through the zav before it goes to the shofar, and therefore the problem is l'chor, like the drisha says, that it's because of that it's like chatzotzos, it's like trumpets. It's not a shofar. A shofar has to be just the shofar and not anything on the front end.
What do you mean if it's the kol before the shofar or the shofar before the kol? Either way, it's
in terms of being like a trumpet. It's not a problem with Shana HaKol. The only problem is that the air goes through the Zahav before it goes through the shofar.
How does he answer the
question? But he doesn't explain right. So it's like the Drisha, that it's like a trumpet. I was reading the Mishnah Berurah afterwards, and the Mishnah Berurah, I think, understands the Ran differently. Because, again, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah brings in the Shulchan Aruch on the top, brings down the Ran and the Rosh. And listen to the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, and explain the Ran, Ratzal Omar, the Ve'ove HaShofar L'mala Yeshnei Chudin. Echad Shenoda L'tzad Cholol HaShofar, there are two parts to the mouthpiece over here. Echad Shenoda L'tzad Cholol HaShofar, Ve'echad Shenoda L'tzad Chos, the inner circle and the outer circle. So the Pirish HaRishon, which is the Ran, listen to this. Mikri Mokom HaNoch HaZapeh is called, Hainu Shetzipeyu L'tzad Pnin. You coat it with gold, the inner part. Upsulo Mishum Shehevel HaKol Nechnas LaZohav. The problem is that the air goes through the zav first. That's good. V'shalom b'makom halacha zapeh, haynu hachud hanod elotzad chutz saviv, that's the outer circle. U'mechamas oso hama'at, ein hakol mishtane v'kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah is against the Taz. Mishnah Berurah says, he's explaining the Ran, the inner circle is not a problem because the inner problem is a problem. The inner thing is a problem. Why? Because the air goes through the zahav. The outer problem is the outer circle is low. That's not a problem. Why? So he says, "Haynu chur hanot elotzad chutz saviv u'mechamas oso hamat ein kol mishtane v'kosher." It sounds that like the reason why it's kosher is because that little bit on the outside won't change the kol, but it's mashma. No, that you can get out of by the Lulush Yisrael, that your lips go within that. But it's mashma from the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, is that the outer circle is not a problem because it's in Mishtan HaKol. It's mashma that the problem of the inner circle was because it changes the kol. That's what it's mashma, no? Otherwise, what's he talking about? If he wants to like the Vusei Srad, or like the Prisha, that it's just the fact that it's going through Zav, and it's on the outer part, it doesn't go through the Zav, so say that. Why does he say, why does Mishnah Berurah say that on the outer part it's not a problem? Because Machmas also about Eina Kol Mashana B'Kosher. The only problem he's addressing by the outer part is changing of a kol. It's Mashma there it won't change the kol, but in the inner part it will change the kol.
So it's not a
Hatitish. No, that's not Baba Bakhov. This is the Mishnah Berurah. Sounds like it's a kol issue because he focuses, Shibi, you hear what I'm saying? He focuses on the outside, it's okay because it's not Nishtan HaKol. It's Mashma that in line before when it was on the inside, it's not just that it goes through the Zav first, but it's Mashma that it goes through the Zav and it changes the kol also.
Maybe he's saying the Ran, the only problem is on the second half.
He is saying the Ran.
So what's the problem that he's saying?
Who
was
saying it's a
kol issue? The Mishabura. No one said it was a kol issue. No Rishon said it was a kol issue. No, we had three opinions in the rush. We had three opinions in the rush. We had about this side. What's the problem on the outside? So we had three opinions. We had the Beis Yosef, if he didn't have the tour in front of him, would have said it's because of Chatzitza. Because of the tour, he said it's because of Hosavol of Kol Shu. And the Prisha said it's not because either of those, it's because the air goes through the Zav before it goes through the shofar.
That's cold.
No, it's not cold, because it's not cold. It
oh, the cold is the same, but it's going through the Zav.
Right, just as it's going through the Zav, that's a problem. Okay, I want to just say, if I could just switch topics. So, what? The Mishabura just is explaining the Ran. It's going on the Shofar, explains the Ran. But it just sounds from the way the Mishabura explains the Ran that he understands the problem of the Ran on the inner circle, that the problem is because of Nishtan HaKol. Sounds like because the Kol changes, which is a big chiddush because L'chora no Rishon says that. L'chora all the Rishonim learn that it doesn't change the Kol. The Mishabura is saying the reason why it's okay on the outer circle is because it's not Nishtan HaKol. It never changes the Kol on that. What's the Mishabura saying that for? Elah, it's Masha from the Mishabura. Mishabura can't argue all the Rishonim. So that is the Shabura, that on the outer circle, the problem is, it's not a problem because it's not Nishtan HaKol. If you're medayik from there, like, what? If the problem on the inside was that it passes through Zahav before it gets to the shofar, then on the outside you say it's not a problem because your lips get inside, it doesn't go through the Zahav. But he doesn't say that. He says, the problem on the outside is not a problem because it doesn't change the kol. Not sure that the problem before was it would change the kol. Yeah, I'm leaving as a kasha on the Mishabura. I don't see who he's going.
Why
can't
you separate
Tevet
Torah from everything? She did the dusher for this, but it's another
fit. Well, usually if you're comparing two things within a very similar location, you'll be
got it the same. The Ran holds that the beginning half is kasha and the second half is
kasha. One second, what's the napkin we know? What's not coming up?
Yeah.
In the reason?
What?
What's
not coming
in the reason? Saying if
you also
the
Dvishara,
like
it all things, is it really good? Because if we had the Rush told us, and the Rabbi all said that the kol does not change, the kol is not created until the second half. At least mainly the second half where the kol is.
Now he's saying that over there it would change.
He doesn't say that. He just says that the reason why it's okay when it's on the outer edge, according to the Ran, is because there it won't change the kol. It's mashma that on the inner edge it does change the kol. I'm just bothered by that in the Mishabura. You know what I'm saying, Mendy? Yeah, I'm just bothered a little by that. I want to just change gears for a minute. Answer Josh's question.
Is it possible to see that he's not saying that in the inside mouthpiece that changes the kol? He's just saying that the inside mouthpiece, that inside circle, that is what the mouthpiece is, and the outer circle counts as the outside of the shofar. He's saying that that's okay since it doesn't change the call.
But he's explaining the Ran, and the Ran clearly says it. When you read the Ran clearly says it's two things within this side. What do you think? Has a din of that?
Yeah, it's really called the outside of the shofar.
Meaning the outer part has a din already of the outside. Okay, that could be. I have to think about more of that afterwards. I hear what you're saying. I think. I hear what you're saying. We're leaving halacha. Just one part about Rosh Hashanah. It's a nice thing that I saw about the Shiala Salman being examined in Sefer. I think it's a thing that I was always bothered by, and I'm sure many people have thought of this, that, you know, your Rosh Hashanah leading David. You can go now if you don't hear this part. Okay. So the on Rosh Hashanah, we everyone talked about doing tshuva before Rosh Hashanah, and that Rosh Hashanah is a new year. We want to have good things, and you would think that you get to Rosh Hashanah, you get to the davening, and either we're going to ask for things in the Shemoneh Esrei, either we're going to ask for a good year, we're going to ask for life, we're going to ask for help, or we're going to do, you know, ask for slicha, that we're going to be doing something, and you get to Rosh Hashanah, which is, you know, the first day of the year, and it's, you're being judged, and you're not asking for kapara, you're not asking to live, you're not asking for anything. All you're doing is you're being mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we all understand that that's what Rosh Hashanah is, being mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but, you know, what's the pshat that we're now being judged, we don't ask for anything, what's the pshat? So he says a very nice mashal. He says that, I think it's a nice thing to hear going to Rosh Hashanah, that it could change the whole attitude during davening, instead of like wondering, you know, everyone always asks this question. I've heard this question every single Rosh Hashanah. The following question. On Rosh Hashanah, you don't really ask for bakashas, but in the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you're allowed to ask for bakashas, like at the very end, you know, before you take a 3 seconds, you're allowed to ask for bakashas. So we'll answer that question. Because Rosh Hashanah, you want to ask for things, you know, you feel that you're being judged and you want to ask Hashem for what you want. Yeah, you know, that's it, but that's not Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, Hashem's deciding everything for the whole year. You're being judged on Rosh Hashanah, so can I say what I want from Hashem? You know, okay, I'm being judged now. So everyone's bothered by that. Well, Yom Kippur, we're asking for kapara. Yom Kippur is very understandable. Yom Kippur, we're getting kapara, so we're saying al chayt. So that is the avodah sayom of Yom Kippur. What? The whole year we ask for bakashas. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't. Bakashas on Rosh Hashanah, we're being judged. Fakir, if any time. So let me just tell you the mashal he gives. It explains it very nicely. The mashal he gives, he says that there was once a king that he owned the only warehouse for builders. He had all the wood, he had like a Home Depot. Like the king owned the only Home Depot in the country. And any builder that wanted to build any house or build anything, they had to get their wood. He was the only supplier of wood, of doors, of windows, of anyone that wanted to build houses. He was a supplier. So he says that there was one contractor who the king got him off his feet, that when he was younger, like 20 years earlier, the king helped him out and helped him start his business. 20 years later, he made it big in business, and he had a karzah hope to the king, and he wanted to build the king a palace. So he went to the king and he said, I would like to build you a palace. I have so much karzah hope that you got me going in the business, and you've helped me all these years, and we're very close, and I want to build you a palace. So he says, the king says, okay, so great idea. Come in, you'll get whatever you need. So the guy who used to come in, and all the other contractors saw that whenever this guy walked in, all the workers left them, and they went immediately to this guy. And not only that, he never paid for anything. They didn't know what was going on. He comes in, he cuts the line, he goes out for free, he doesn't pay anything. So he says that's the mushel. The guy, this contractor wanted to build the king a palace. If you want to build the king a palace, and you're doing it for the king, so then the king wants to give you, you know, you cut the line, he'll give you things for free, he'll give you what you want. He says, that's a Pshat and Rosh Hashanah. Pshat and Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean we're being Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're declaring Hashem the king over ourselves, over the whole world. We're telling Hashem, we want you to be clearly recognized as the ruler of the world. That's what we're saying. If we say that on Rosh Hashanah, then during the whole year, every time we daven and we ask for refuah and we ask for parnasa and we ask for das and we ask for anything we ask for, so you're like that person that's asking the king, I want to build a palace for you. Right? Like Hashem, I want the world to be a better place, and you be the ruler, and all the Goyim recognize, and all the Yidden recognize, and everyone come closer to the Torah, everyone come closer to Hashem. So in Mela, you know, the day after Rosh Hashanah, and I'm asking for Parnassa, so it's clear that I'm asking for Parnassa, because I need Parnassa so that I can learn Torah, so that I can keep you as the Melech. Because the more I'm learning Torah, the more I'm involved in Ruchnius, the more it's recognizable in the world that Hashem is the Melech. So on Rosh Hashanah is the time that we're declaring Hashem the King, and we're basically announcing Hashem that everything that I'm going to ask for during the year, everything that I want, everything that my whole desire is for any kind of gashmistic thing, any kind of ruchnius thing, is all for your own sake, for Hashem's sake, for Hashem's malchus to be declared in the world. So Mimelo, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we're not asking for anything, because before you start asking for your needs, you have to be l'shma. So Rosh Hashanah, we're getting the right hashkafa. We're declaring Hashem the King. We're saying everything that we're going to do in the future. Everything, we're determined that everything is going to be L'shem Shemayim, everything is going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we want Hashem to be the Melech over everything. And Mela, every day when we come to Shemoneh Esrei, we ask Hashem to give me Parnasa, and to give me help, and to give me anything, it's for Hashem. So Hashem says, okay, cut the line, here it is for free. If you're doing it for me, you're building the palace for Hashem, you're building the palace for the king, so of course he wants to give it to you, because you're doing it for him. So I just thought that's a nice thought going to Rosh Hashanah. The point of Rosh Hashanah is not to ask for the details. It's like you're minimizing the day of Rosh Hashanah by saying, you know, Hashem, I need $100 for my car insurance. It's like a joke on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you're asking for so much more money. You're asking for Hashem to be the king. that I can express you as the king the best during my lifetime. How can I express that? So obviously, if I can pay for my car insurance, I'll be able to express that Hashem is the king. Because instead of me, you know, going and sweeping the floors to make the few bucks, I'll be learning Torah. So Rosh Hashanah is a much holier day. It's a more general day that we're declaring Hashem as the king, and it's an introduction to all Hashem Esrei throughout the year that we're declaring that it's all for you, Hashem. It's all for you, Hashem. So getting into the petty details of what you need, that you know, to have a refuah, to be a little smarter, if you learn to be better, that all will come later. That's all. First of all, from the Mela, once you declare, like, L'shem Shemaim, that you want everything for Hashem, so Hashem wants to give you, but even then when you express it afterwards, you keep that embistic appreciation that Hashem should be the Melech, so then Hashem wants to give you every time you ask for something. So we all be zochah to be Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem in the proper way, and may the bracha will flow from there. Amen.